Well, Frank McGlynn, I suppose you're being honoured here at the Donegal GAA Awards Banquet. It's a couple of weeks since the news broke of your retirement. You've received a lot of well wishes, I'm sure, during that time.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose a lot of well wishes. You know, it's probably been humbling, so it has been the message that have been coming from the stature of players, you know, past county players, you know, giving you credit for your career, you know. So it's a nice thing to have to look back on, you know, and I suppose it probably wasn't until I did retire that you realised what an influence or what a factor that the Donegal County team has in the county as a whole when strangers are praising you, that, you know, that they might not know you apart from the Frank McGlynn that takes to the field, you know. So it does give you a sense of how important the Donegal football is.
I'm sure it was a difficult decision for you to make. Are you at peace with it now, a couple of weeks down the line?
I am, yeah, I have to say. You know, it was a decision that was probably coming, you know, the past couple of years, and was a hard one to make. So it was, after being involved for 14 years, it's hard to turn your back and move on to something new. But I suppose I felt, from a personal point of view, you know, from playing point of view, you know, and a work side of things as well, and family commitments, taking everything into consideration, I felt for me it was the right time. And I suppose it could have been selfish, you know, and headed back for another year maybe, but I just felt myself I wasn't able to do the same thing as everybody else or give the same commitment. So it would have been nice to head back for the tilt at the 3-in-a-row Ulsters that we missed out on in 2013, but I've no doubt the rest of the boys in the panel will make sure of that.
And have you had time to reflect on the entire period, like you mentioned in there about breaking through to the team and getting the tracksuit and the kit bag? And I suppose as times went on, it became maybe more about medals, and thankfully you ended with a few of those as well.
Yeah, that's it, I suppose. You know, when you get the call for the county team, you know, you just want to get on the panel, and then you want to try and push towards the first 15. And I suppose I was in the panel maybe for 2 or 3 years before 2008, maybe 2009, you know, where I got start to see myself as someone that was going to start championship matches. And I suppose then when success came in 2011, it probably got into our minds that, you know, when you give the commitment and when the group as a whole give the commitment, that there's going to be rewards there. And of course, we were lucky to get that first taste of Ulster success after a hard year's doing under Jim McGuinness. And after that first year's success, we kind of pushed on into Ulster and All-Ireland glory in 2012, which was probably a far off dream. So it was at the beginning in 2006.
And I suppose you leave the camp now with Donegal, the Ulster champions, for the last 2 years. You've been about that environment that the Declan Bonner has created there. Can this team find a new level in 2020?
I think they can, you know. I suppose, and if you look back to 2012, we went into 2013 as All-Ireland champions, and probably didn't have the same hunger, but we didn't train to the same levels, and we came up short in an Ulster final in 2013, whereas the current group of players are probably coming off this season disappointed with not getting through a Super 8s group, you know, and they'll have that hunger, so they will, that'll drive them through the winter time to get the fitness to the right levels, and I'm sure they'll have the player capacity and they have the talent in the group then to go one better. But I suppose they'll not be looking past Tyrone, I suppose, in Balbuffet on May the 17th, so that's one that, I suppose, for the first time we're going as a supporter to, and I would say most definitely they'll probably state now that they'll probably be regretting this decision whenever the ball's thrown in on that day. But I've no doubt that there's players in that dressing room that will do the county jersey proud again.
And you join the illustrious list of Donegal men to have retired and got a tweed jacket out of it. Have you tried it on yet? How does it fit?
Yeah, I don't know. No, that's it. Someone's picking it up there now. I'll have to buy a tracksuit for myself. There'll be no more county gear coming next year, but at least I have a tweed jacket and I'm ready to show for it. But look, it's something nice, you know, to think that there's other ones gone before me, like Neil Galler and Rory Cavanagh and them, you know, retired Christy Toy, that were great servants for Donegal football, you know, and even if we mention the same bracket as them, you know, it's a privilege, so it is, you know. So it's a special night, supposed to have your family and club members here to celebrate it with you too. It's one that I'll always remember.